Blackstone Publishing presents Treor Dragon Chronicles of the Belador World Box Set, Books 1 through 3, by New York Times bestseller Diana Love. These books are read by Stephen R. Thorne. Treor Dragon Chronicles of the Belador World, Book 1. Every major war and crisis can be traced to a specific moment in time. During the medieval time of chieftains and kingdoms in ancient Ireland, betrayal triggered a dragon war, and consequences have rippled through time to today's world. A supernatural being on a path to expose non-humans is sparking chaos around the world, with Atlanta at the epicenter. Powerful preternatural beings have waited patiently for an opportune moment to strike at their enemies, and with no regard for human casualties. Now is the time. The Belador supernatural race, living secretly among humans, freed a cursed dragon shifter, who now reigns as their king. Dagon takes a stand to fight for his non-human followers, as well as vulnerable humans. Tortured by what he lost 2 millennia ago, Dagon has vowed to destroy any who threaten his new family and allies. Atlanta and the entire human race have one hope of surviving what's coming for them. But only if fear of the unknown does not drive them to kill their greatest protector first. Where it all began. 22 AD, during the time of the Dragon Kings in Eru, an island later known as Ireland.
"What the hell are you doing, Fadil?" Dagon roared telepathically as he flew hard in dragon form toward the battle his father's men fought.
On the far side, a cerulean sky stretched from horizon to horizon. Fadil's brown dragon flapped his wings just as fast, head down, and not a sound in reply. Fadil had heard him.
"Fadil, call off your men!"
Dagon shouted again, mind to mind. The brown dragon lifted his head at that, but the eyes coming into view did not belong to a friend. Wild hate seared those dragon eyes.
"Fadil, I do not want to kill you."
Dagon had to stop this. He didn't want to kill someone who had been the brother he never had since the age of 10, but neither would he allow anyone to harm his father's warriors, his men, who would march into battle on Dagon's word alone. Protected by Fadil, a new wave of King Anasha's warriors topped the hill to the south. The distinctive Earth Dragon standard snapped in the rising wind as they marched toward the village. Dagon's powerful dragon, Ruon, made a wide arc, then descended.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?